I want to encourage you to be present, to observe and truly enjoy this exact moment.
Welcome to the Sensuality Academy podcast, where I share tangible techniques to help you embody your femininity, enhance your sex life, and elevate your relationships. I'm your host, Eleanor Hadley, sensuality coach and founder of Sensual Yoga. Now, let's unleash your inner sensualista.
Oh, baby, we're back. I've missed you. Welcome, my loves, to season two of the Sensuality Academy podcast. It's been an absolute whirlwind the past couple months over the holidays. I've been moving around, traveling, seeing family, and in true sensualista style, I've been prioritizing slowness and resisting the urge to rush into the new year. In today's episode, episode 33 and the first of season two, I want to start slowly and I want to share 7 tips on how you can too. I know at this time of year, you've likely been bombarded with sponsored ads from companies and posts from every influencer or even your friends banging on about setting goals for 2021. Maybe you set them in the first few days of the year and have already let them just slip away. If you're anything like me, you've felt some level of pressure to suddenly reassess your life, to start a clean slate and set a million goals for every single aspect of your life. And look, I get it. I've historically been enamored by the fresh energy of a new year and all the possibilities that lie ahead. But this year, it just felt kind of different. Call it 2020 fatigue or a simple reassessment of priorities, but I wasn't quite feeling as taken by the whole new year, new you rhetoric that we always get thrown at us at this time of year. And at a core level, I really don't believe that we need to be fixed or necessarily upgraded every single year. There's absolutely always room for self-improvement, and Lord knows I've read my fair share of self-help books over the years, but at the end of the day, there is not just one destination. And I don't want to sound like a pessimist here, but rather, I'm here to be present in my own life, and to encourage deep presence in yours. I actually listened to a wonderful episode by the genius that is Alex Wolf the other day. She's a tech philosopher and advocate for slow living, and I find that my values align deeply with hers. And she posed the question, when will you let ordinary life be enough? Oh, did that hit you like it hit me? When will you let ordinary life be enough? Powerful stuff. I want to ask you to reflect on how you're designing your life. Are you letting it simply happen to you? Are you focused on ticking off all those boxes of what society expects of you? And are you chasing a form of validation? And I'm not asking these questions from a space of judgment. I'm genuinely curious because how often do you actually pause and ask yourself, what kind of life am I creating? Look, 2020 screwed all of us around a bit, a lot, potentially. It threw a proverbial spanner in the works and forced so many people to look at their lives and ask these questions, and some for the very first time. For me, this sparked a desire to live more simply, to stop rushing, to stop trying to prove my worth. I'm really bloody good at what I do, and I fucking love it. And I found myself in the past getting fatigued by any self-talk that made me feel otherwise, and the comparison that comes with, well, existing online. I think too often we spend our time focusing so damn heavily on what we don't have, on what others have, what they're doing, who they're becoming, that we fail to take a breath and look around at all that we actually have achieved, and to be grateful for any growth, any lessons, and all the experiences along the way. I shared on my stories the other day about my newfound desire to actually enjoy my life and to live way more simply. While I thought that maybe I was getting a bit esoteric on you all, it actually seemed to resonate. Seriously resonate with you all. I had a flood of DMs coming in from you all sharing that you wanted the same for yourself. You wanted to actually be present. You wanted to enjoy your life instead of rushing and rushing and trying to achieve. But how do we do that? Trust me, I don't have my head in the sand here. We still need to work and look after families and be present in relationships. We still have responsibilities. And this whole slow, simple living thing, it's not just about rushing off to the bush and leaving everything behind. Or should I say, slowly wandering into the bush and leaving everything behind. But instead, it's about living with intention. How many of the things on your to-do list right now are actually truly essential? And furthermore, how many of them inspire presence and connection and actual enjoyment? Where are your priorities? Everybody always talks about getting your priorities right. But you know what? So often when they're talking about priorities, it has to do with achieving and ticking off the boxes and being seen to be a stand-up human being. It's all about expectation. But for me, my priorities have shifted. And I'm no longer buying into this capitalist lie that I need to reach a certain level of success or status, that I need to own all these things that my targeted ads insist that I do. No, now my priority is presence. It's connection and impact. I know that I'm here to make an impact, but I'll do so while deeply enjoying my life and living it with intentionality. I won't do it by stressing myself out and putting so much pressure on myself to get all these imaginary things done. No, it's time to go slow. So, I want to share with you a few tips on how you can live a more slow, sensual, and deeply intentional life for our first episode of season 2. Let's get the ball rolling. So, take what resonates here and leave the rest. As always, you choose what feels good for you. So step one is, like I said before, to look at your to-do list and seriously pare it back. I promise more than half of those things are simple busy work or things that you're doing out of expectation or fear of what others will think if you don't. So do things that light you up and things that allow you to live freely. And now I know that some may misinterpret me here, so let me be clear. I know that paying bills, for example, isn't something that lights us up, though it does light up the house. So how can you reframe this, something that you're going to be doing like paying bills, to something that feels deeply abundant and like it's actually a privilege to have that electricity and those lights on and all the wonderful things that you can do because you have access to it? So yes, there's things we have to do, we have responsibilities, but maybe let's reframe them. I don't think there's anything bad that can happen from a simple reframe, right? Okay, number two is to focus on the feelings. How do you want your life to feel? What things, what behaviors, places, and people make you feel like this? And how can you prioritize these things in your life? And what's actually getting in the way from you feeling this way? So as an example, one thing that I personally value deeply in my life is freedom. Something that makes me feel this way is being out in nature and going on adventures and being able to just get in the car and go on a road trip whenever the hell I feel like it. But something that gets in the way of me actually experiencing this feeling more often is that internal pressure that I place on myself, thanks to that internalized capitalism there, which I'm working on, the pressure that I place on myself to work all the time or to be seen as being productive and getting things done. So to get around that, I'm starting to give myself more permission to rest and play and explore more because I know how good this is for me. I know that it actually makes my work better and it makes it more powerful and potent. And also it just feels bloody good and I deserve to feel enjoyment. And so do you. Next, number three, I encourage you to practice presence. I think one of the main reasons so many people feel quite dissatisfied with their lives is because they spend all their time thinking and worrying about either the past or the future, and very, very little time in the present moment. Some actually say that depression is akin to dwelling on the past, and anxiety is akin to stressing about the future. Now, of course, that's an oversimplification of two very serious illnesses, but do you see what I'm getting at? This year, or at least today, start with today, I want to encourage you to be present, to observe and truly enjoy this exact moment, and this one, and the next one. You get where I'm going. And of course, this flows on beautifully to number four, which is to use your senses. If you've followed my work for some time, you'll know that I believe that being sensual is to truly be of the senses. So tune into them. And when I say tune into them, don't just notice them like, oh yeah, I can see some pretty things, and oh yeah, I can feel my jumper, it's nice and cozy, or, you know, it's not that just simple noticing them. That's merely scratching the surface. No, instead, allow yourself to savor the senses. Marvel at the view out your window or that piece of artwork that you walk past in your hallway every single day, but when you first bought it, you thought it was magnificent. Take time to look at it, to enjoy it. Take time to really savor your food. Take time to enjoy and be of the senses. Delight in the feeling of your hands gently rubbing the soap on your skin in the shower in the morning. There is honestly so, so much beauty in this world. And we're lucky enough to have these five senses if we do have all five, but we are lucky enough to have any of these senses to experience the richness around us. So don't numb out. Tune in. Number five comes in the form of my favorite personal mantra, which you've probably heard me say many times before. Prioritize your pleasure in every sense of the word. Find pleasure in the little things. Let yourself feel joy and pleasure in everyday life. And yes, you better believe this means prioritizing your sexual pleasure. Life is way too short for average sex. Now, number six is all about rest and play. Give yourself permission to do both. And when I say rest, really rest. Don't watch Netflix while scrolling and answering emails. Don't go to the beach but stress about what you need to get done on Monday in the office while you're there. Give yourself permission to rest and rest deeply. And as for play, find something that makes you super, super joyful and like ridiculously happy and do it regularly. Think about what made you super happy as a kid or the last time you were bursting into tears laughing. Do the things that feel so, so good. I remember something Brené Brown shared actually about joy and how we tend to stop ourselves from experiencing it because we don't think we deserve it or we feel like it's too fleeting. And she called this foreboding joy. The feeling of experiencing something happy and joyous, but immediately being met with an intrusive thought about the horrible thing that could happen next, or any other reason why we shouldn't feel it. So my invitation to you is let yourself play. Let yourself feel joy. Because honestly, why are we here if not to enjoy this one beautiful, precious, wonderful life? Sorry to get esoteric on you, but truly, why are we here if not to actually enjoy it? And finally, with inspiration from Alex Wolf, and I'll share links to her podcast and Instagram in the show notes too, because I reference her a lot and I think she's fabulous. I want to invite you to let yourself also be bored. And I know that might sound counterintuitive, but truly, let yourself actually be bored. You don't have to fill every single moment of your life. Because why are you rushing? Why can't you just be with yourself? I want to share a quote here from Alex that I think will really drive this home. She says that boredom reveals the true pace of nature and life, which increases our sensitivity and appreciation for simple things. Our sensitivity and appreciation for simple things. My loves, that right there, that is slow, sensual living. I hope that this episode has inspired you in some way and got you thinking about how you can be more present in your own life and how you can make 2021 feel a bit more slow and intentional. And of course, very sensual. I'd love to hear what resonated for you, so feel free to slide on into my DMs and share your key takeaways on my Instagram at Eleanor Hadley. And before I finish up today, I wanted to share a few things that I'm very excited about. I'm very happy to say that my website is now fully updated. Y'all, this was a journey and a half. So I'd love you to go check it out and celebrate with me, because I'm not going to lie, but I'm feeling pretty proud over here for bringing this vision to life and getting it done on my own. So check it out. She's pretty. She's real pretty. Some features that I'm particularly excited for you to explore are my resources, including the library, which is an ever-evolving list of all the books I recommend on the topics that I care about the most. From sex and pleasure, menstruation, feminism, femininity to masculinity, relationships, anti-racism, and self-love, it's all there. I'll keep adding to this as I read more books and as I remember ones that I've read and want to add here, but check it out if you're interested in learning more and reading some fabulous, fabulous books. I've also introduced a shop page, and this houses all of my favorite products, from pleasure tools to porn and everything in between. This will also be evolving, so check back regularly as well if you want to know the things that I recommend. And on my website, you'll also find info on there about how to work with me one-on-one as your coach. I've got an option for a one-off 90-minute intensive session, plus my very popular 12-week bespoke coaching series. And you'll find links there to join my online course, The Art of Sensual Movement, plus the waitlists for my upcoming programs like The Art of Seduction course and my group coaching journey, which is called The Embodied Woman Experience. I'm also very excited to share ways for you to host me at your venues or at your home for pleasure parties and workshops. And of course, you can always, always find the full transcripts and links and show notes for each podcast episode on there too. So head to eleanorhadley.com to check it out. Thank you so much for listening today and for your support. It's an absolute pleasure to be back for season 2 of the Sensuality Academy podcast. I'll chat to you next time, and as always, stay sensual.
Thanks for listening to the Sensuality Academy podcast. Don't forget to subscribe in your podcast player so you never miss an episode. Remember, it's free to subscribe. You can follow my sensual musings over on Instagram at Eleanor Hadley. And if you'd like to tap into your five senses to cultivate a deeper sense of self-love, check out my free 5-day challenge, Journey to Self-Love, at eleanorhadley.com/journey. Enjoy!